Hare Krishna. Considering that tomorrow is the first day of our marathon here, may not be everywhere. I suspect some devotees may start the marathon a week later. But anyhow, let me speak about book distribution. After all, isn't book distribution our most important business? We here on this podcast, I'm answering so many questions, and I don't speak that much directly about the book distribution by comparison to so many other things. But where do these questions come from? They come from books. Who do they come from? They come from devotees. Where do the devotees come from? The devotees come from the books. Or they come from books and devotees who come from books. And what's in the books that makes all these questions and devotees and transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge, extraordinary, fantastic commodity that is unbelievably so much lacking in the world that we live in today. When I see the technological advances, the level of absorption in the material energy and the intelligence that goes into that absorption in manufacturing computers or having neutrinos going faster than the speed of light or smartphones and all of these different things, it really is mind-boggling. And yet, despite all of this, as what Srila Prabhupada would say, the simplest things, the real ABCs of spiritual life, I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. There's a purpose and a goal to all life, but especially to the human form of life, which is to understand who you are and go back home, back to Godhead, zero. Not only in the realms of education and politics, but in the realm of religion. Practically speaking, no understanding of real spiritual knowledge, what to speak of transcendental knowledge. Spiritual knowledge means knowledge of the soul, and transcendental knowledge means that God is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is just absent. It's glaringly absent, and it's really, really mind-boggling. And it just shows that no matter how smart you are, you remain stupid if you don't come in contact with Vaishnavas, with Guru, and with Bhagavad Gita, and transcendental knowledge represented in Bhagavad Gita. And that is why the making books available in our modern information age is such an important thing, so that people can see that there actually is some hope in the world that we live in. Otherwise, it's really a hopeless place. Hopeless. See what's going on in the news all the time. Really hopeless. But hope comes when we get some direction. And we have transcendental knowledge. We have the solution that can actually give direction to the world's misdirected civilization. And as yesterday I was quoting Lord Krishna, Krishna says, yes, it's our duty. Prana, artha, bhaja. Whatever you have with your whole being, it's your duty to do welfare work for others. Here's our opportunity to do just that. It's not comfortable. It takes us out of our comfort zone. Our comfort zone is where we're sitting behind our desk and talking to people, where we're living under nice, comfortable conditions, just like I am right now, talking to everybody. And it makes us go out into the cold, being rejected by people after we approaching them in order to just try to help them. Who knows? Being abused, being arrested. It's all part of coming out of that comfort zone, because the comfort zone is a dangerous place. Being out on the streets and being out going door-to-door and being out preaching is very safe. It's very safe because you're safe from the material energy. But when you're in your comfort zone, then the tendency to be comfortable, and from comfort comes sense gratification, is very, very great. For that reason, Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to travel, to preach, to stay on the move, and to spread Krishna consciousness very, very seriously, to take it seriously. take Krishna consciousness seriously. We need to, therefore, and that's what tapasya is. It's part of our Krishna consciousness. It's part of what it means, back home, back to Godhead. How do you go back home, back to Godhead without performing austerity? And what austerity will we perform? Chanting Hare Krishna is not an austerity. Chanting Hare Krishna is bliss. What austerities do we perform to show Krishna that we really care for him and that we're willing to do anything for him? Yeah, so Krishna now says, he says, give Krishna consciousness to others. So Krishna is, Lord Chaitanya is telling us, give Krishna's upadesh. Here's Bhagavad Gita, here's Krishna's upadesh. So we do it. What the result is, that's something else. But whether we're full-time devotees or we're living outside and working, we should not only do this as our duty, but actually do this in order to get the taste, in order to get the privilege of being able to get that taste that comes from distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. I've done it all. I've done deity worship, I've done management, I'm temple president, I'm GBC, I'm guru, sannyasi, cook, preacher, you name it, Harinam, but there's no taste that compares to the taste of having gone out and distributed many, many books in a day and coming back. It's a really, really wonderful feeling. And it's a feeling that we should all get, because it's the taste of Krishna consciousness and the taste of really pleasing Krishna. And when we accept that voluntarily, we accept the difficulties that come along with that, and yes, we get that taste. It's our it's our reward for being dedicated to spreading and giving Krishna consciousness to others, for getting out of our comfort zone. So let's go out of our comfort zone, whether we're sitting in a temple, whether we're at our workplace, whether we're at home, and just take a little inconvenience for the benefit of others. A little inconvenience. Do it an hour or two a day, do it a day a week, or take off a whole week, a couple of weekends during this upcoming month. But do it. And if you do it, then everyone will feel the reciprocation for themselves. It's not something that Sri Ram Swami has to say. Everyone will say it on their own. They will also know what that nectar is like. So it's time to give the knowledge, time to give out the books, and particularly we're talking about Srila Prabhupada's books, because not only is the transcendental knowledge contained within Srila Prabhupada's books, but actually the way in which to unlock the transcendental knowledge that sometimes is a little bewildering, sometimes is cryptic, sometimes is sutric, and just needs explanation. Srila Prabhupada gives us that, the words of Sukadeva Goswami, the words of Lord Krishna, in ways that we can really understand them in such a very simple and easy to digest way that Manda Sumanda, that the unfortunate, unintelligent people of this age can really be benefited and blessed with a full understanding. And then what they want to do, well, that's up to them. They can do whatever they want. But we just go out and try. And in the same way that we came to Krishna consciousness, that way we bring other people to consciousness, and that way we become glorious. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. One becomes glorious by being in contact with Krishna, by glorifying Krishna. And Param Vijayate, supremely glorious, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. So let's take advantage of this opportunity. It's a really wonderful, wonderful chance. And looking forward to hearing devotees' results. And hopefully we can really do something extraordinary this Christmas worldwide to this messed up world, bring some happiness, some light, and also get Srila Prabhupada's smile of approval. Because when Srila Prabhupada smiles at you, and when Srila Prabhupada smiles in your heart, then you know that you're doing the right thing. And we may be doing so many things, but if we distribute books, then you can rest assured you're doing the right thing. Hare Krishna.